I'm here with you. My heart, I gladly lay before you. My wounds, my tears, my pain.
With confidence, O Lord,
I lay down at your feet.
I felt like the best that I had
to give
has fallen short so often.
Without your love, I never would answer my
somebody gonna say hallelujah? It's the highest praise. Say hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Say hallelujah. Let's just praise him for a minute. Say hallelujah. Say he's worthy. Yes, he's worthy. Welcome, family. God bless you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Welcome live from the Now Network Studios, Man Up with Pastor E. Yes, man up simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, we are taking personal responsibility for our own life. Number two, we are no longer relying on our personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, I am walking in purpose with God. Number five, I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. Come on, let's man up, woman up, child up. Let's just go up. Amen, amen. We bless you tonight for coming on board and being here with us tonight. It's always a pleasure to stay connected. It's always a pleasure to celebrate you. So come on, put your hands together for yourself tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, welcome to the broadcast tonight. I know I can already tell that what God has instructed us to do tonight is probably not where everybody would like to be. But we even put it out last week. We are talking about a very, very critical subject tonight on Man Up. No, tonight's broadcast is called Family Up. So no matter who you are, I'm talking to you. Because first, it began with me. Remember, say this to yourself. The change I want to see must first be seen in me. Before you ever try to go and make disciples, before you ever try to do anything, make sure that you can see the change in you first. That's our first nugget for tonight. Now, all of that, what we're going to be talking about tonight is, as I said, a very important subject and an integral positioning of our relationship with God, and that's tithing. Now, if we said tithing and offering, we'd be here all night. That is a weekly study. We need to start talking about that weekly. But we're going to just be talking about tithing tonight. And I know you probably heard similar sermons, similar messages, you know, that try to blame you for doing something wrong, or reason to pick out you as the one that's wrong, or trying to now steal your ability to believe. That's not what this is about. This is first to educate and to now practice something that is a principle in our lives, which should be tithing. Secondly, we want to go to another level and deal right at the source of how do we be effective in our tithing and why do we tithe? And this is not a condemnation message. This is not a beat you up message. This is a message of hope. So take a back seat, get your journals out, take some notes, and prayerfully we will be able to be very transparent tonight over what is the principle of tithing. It's important for each and every one of us to be effective in what God has called us to do. He gives you riches. He gives you plans, ideas, gifts that you can now become effective at what he's called you to do. But we always want to take the easy route. Instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to take not the easy route, I'm going to take the necessary route. And I'm going to do what that route calls me to do. And I'm going to do exactly what the route says do. And I'm not going to fool myself or fool anybody else. I am going to be accountable. And I know, listen, I could call you guys out by name. I see you right now. Now, on the internet, as I said before, I can't always tell the numbers there. But those that are here live on the broadcast. They got your pins out. I can call you out by name. I'm not going to do it, but I can call you out by name, and it would still be two fingers left in the ones I do have. Enough said. So we are going to continue and go forward in godly fashion, and hope that you get something better than you ever expected. Amen. Now, in Malachi chapter 3, we're going to be talking about Malachi chapter 3 because it's just not a reading. It's very, very structured instructions on how we should be, what, tithers. Now, I'm going to begin in verse 1, and we're going to read down. But in verse 1, chapter 3 of Malachi, it says, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Now stop right there. I want you to see that word covenant. Remember, I've shared this before. Covenant is not man. Man had nothing to do with covenant. Covenant is of God. So let's set the standards straight right now. Is that, first of all, who's sending the messenger? The covenant maker. Who is allowing him to prepare the way? The covenant maker. And then it says, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. See, God is making the way for you. You ought to write that down. First step is, before you start doing anything, God has already made the way for you. Make it personal. Put your name in it. God has already made the way for Edward. I don't question it anymore. I don't doubt it anymore. I don't wonder about it anymore. And I'm not going to fear it anymore, because I know that it's already been prepared. You must convince yourself in that, number one. Then it says, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Now, watch this. When you prepare yourself, when you are available, and the Lord comes to you because you're seeking him at all times. It says what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Just a little a side note. And it says, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly, oh my God, suddenly, look at that word, suddenly. Suddenly come to his temple. Most people say, well, where is his temple? You should already know, you are the temple. God is asking you to be prepared and continue to seek. And that word will is a promise. It says, will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming. You're going to hear me tell you all day long that he's coming, says the Lord of hosts. Not by my will, not by my word, but by the word of God. Now watch this, verse 2. It says, but who can endure the day of his coming? And who will stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like lauder's soap. Now, watch this. If this is not confirmation to my covenant partners out there, is that everything we're doing, not just tithing, but worship, but our service, our stewardship, and everything else must be not according to you and according to anybody else, but it must be ready for who you are seeking. Keep seeking me, and that's all you'll ever get. But when you're seeking the Lord, whom he will, it says, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. You're the temple. Are you ready? And then even the messenger. See, not only are you the temple, you got to become the messenger. Tithing is just not about you giving monies. Tithing must start with you having a mindset to know you are in preparation mode. You are doing what is accountable. You are doing what's dedicated. You are doing what God has called us to do. But don't think about who can endure. Say, I am enduring. And say, no, I am standing. And I know he's like a refiner's fire, because he's going to light me up. Oh, no, not just today, but every day when you seek him. Verse 3, it says, he will set as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering of righteousness. Someone asked earlier, well, you're just giving your monies? No. The first offering that we should be giving, first of all, is our undivided attention, our dedicated service, and then only that, but now being of a righteous spirit. Somebody said, what is that? Well, I tell you all the time, come on, covenant member, put it out there. If you want to be righteous, all you have to do is make right choices. Well, next question, Pastor E, how do I make right choices? You first of all ask questions. Once you ask questions, you get answers. And when you get answers, now you can make decisions that will either be for God or against him. Now you are becoming a servant. See, we got to build this thing up because everybody always wants to think it's just about money. No, it's really about your lifestyle and how you serve God. And yes, you're going to have to sacrifice. Yes, you're going to have to give. But first of all, you better be right in your mind. You better have your mind right to be prepared. You better have your mind right to be the messenger. You must have your mind right to endure. Oh, my God. See. You're going to see this, that going higher means you got to go higher. And then when you can now stand and endure, you know you can be an offering. In verse 3, it mentioned offering first, and it didn't say an offering of anything else, but an offering in righteousness. Verse 4, watch this. It says, then the offering of Judah, put your name in there, say, I am an offering. It says, then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord. See, don't you know that it's not just about giving, oh, I'm a tithe. It's about what you give and the attitude you give in. If you don't have an attitude of a servant. If you don't have an attitude and a lifestyle, a mindset. See, a mindset is when you've truly, watch this, been transformed. Because even though the evil thoughts come up, you think godly. And you know that it's an offering. It is righteousness to God. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord as in the days of old and is in the former years. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness. Oh, yeah, you better get what God is going to do. He says swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Now watch this. Oh, you say, Pastor, why did you go here tonight? Do you see how much work it is to not judge, to not condemn? And number one, don't even put your mind on somebody else's issues. Just pray for everybody to get it. See, when you are a true offering of righteousness, your right choices mean that everything you do is for righteousness and his namesake. And that, watch this, now I am a servant. I am a child of what? Righteousness. Verse 6, it says, for I am the Lord. Computer stop. It says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you. Now, I got to say this right now. If you didn't know, it's available. If you are not, that one person out on this broadcast tonight say, I don't know how I got on here. But I'm all messed up. And why am I listening to so much positive? Because all you got to do is return to him. For that person that they messed up your finances, tonight is your night to return to him. Somebody that they messed up your credit, oh my God, tonight is the night to return to him. Somebody that messed up your family, Tonight is your night to return to him. Somebody that messed up your marriage, tonight is your night to return to him. Somebody that messed up your job, tonight is your job to return to him. Somebody that messed up a friendship, tonight is your night to return to him, because God is not a God that will condemn you. He is a God that has given you his life for you to become new again now. So hit the brakes right now. Come on, hit the brakes. And say, I'm off. I'm wrong. I repent. But I will not go back. I'm going forward from now on. I trust in you, Lord, with all my heart. I lean on you without my own understanding. I acknowledge you in my bad and my good and my up, my down, my left, my right, my south, my north, my east, my west. And now, watch this. You shall direct my path because I acknowledge you. Have your way. Forgive me as I forgive everybody else. Now you are, look. Now you're ready to go forward. He says the Lord of hosts, but you said, in what way shall we return? Watch this, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offering. You have cursed with a curse. You have robbed me. Come on now, somebody. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive. See. This mindset means that you are fully taken care of. And you got to stop thinking about the bank account and the monies and the things that prove it on the earth. I was just talking to Prophet Dwayne the other day. We were talking about the same subject. And I'm about to bring him in. Is that God had to show me, he said, no, trillions, billions. How much money do you think you need to do what I called you to do? I couldn't even throw a number up, because before I can even say it, he said, I got you. But trusting in me with all your heart means you trust me that I got you. Not that I'm going to give you. You trust me that I got you. Not that I'm going to show you. You trust me that I got you. Not that I'm going to give you, but that I got you. Is somebody out there wondering, or not wondering, is somebody out there questioning, does God got you? Well, I'm here to say you tonight, when you become an offering before tithing, God is trying to show us how we're robbing him without money being involved. How we are disrespecting him and money ain't got nothing to do with it. We blame it on money because it, on the back end we think, well, oh, I didn't spend right. I didn't do this. No. Don't you know that if you serve God right with your offering, you'll pay your bills on time? Yes, you will. You become a pleasing and acceptable offering to God. Oh, you'll tithe, you'll give, you'll offering, because every time you look around, you got it to give. Every time you look around, you got it to offer. Every time you think you look around, your bills are paid. You be like, I know in the physical that it is impossible for me to be doing what I am doing, but guess what? God got me. And let me tell you this. This is testimony 101. It's always on time. Stop worrying. It's always on time. Stop stressing. It's always on time. Stop getting involved. Do what God called you as a servant. Do what God called you as a steward. Do what God called you as a child. And watch everything else be all right. But don't take it lightly. Giving your monies into the church is not robbing man. Get mad at man because he preached a sermon that stepped on your toe. I ain't paying all my tithes this week. I ain't giving all mine this week. I know it was the truth, but I ain't paying when you all up in my business. That's when you should give more. That's when you should be more excited. I'm giving an offering. I'm putting this in your pocket. And don't give it back. Keep that for you. And that's when you really ought to be the biggest giver you can, because the truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. Who wants to be free tonight? I just gave you some valuable nuggets. I mean, real talk nuggets. I done went through that. I done went all the way through that. I got more principles for you. We're trying to be open to say, okay, we're going to open the lines up, you know. But you got to know, number one, tithing is the key to financial freedom. Number two, tithing is the key to fulfill God's house, to fill God's house. Number three, tithing is the key to heavenly blessings. Number four, tithing is the key to financial security. And then, don't you know, tithing gives you applications that, first of all, you better treat your money with respect. What do I mean by that? Number one, you should already set the 10% of God to the side. Of any money, any check coming in, any money coming in, God should get his first. Before you pay one electric bill, one car bill, one light bill, one any bill, that money should be put in a money order, envelope, whatever. Even if you got to do it weekly to hide it or whatever, God should get his first. Number two to that, treat the respect. You can't use tithes in a time of need. Here, let me give you for instance. You get your check. You say, no, I'm getting on this. I'm taking my 10%, put it in an envelope on Friday for God. Now, I can't sow it till Sunday because I don't want to use my Cash App. I don't want to send it through PayPal. I don't believe in electronics. I got to give it in Sunday. Then Saturday, you get a blowout. Two tires go out, and the total cost adds up to your tithes. You cannot use your tithes in time of need and try to pay it back later. You have robbed God. Number two, bring the whole tithe. The word tithe literally means the tenth or the 10%. Therefore, anything less than 10% is only a tip. And then watch this. If you're tithing from your crops, you know, you got to offer God the best crop. Not what's left behind. He deserves the best. Didn't he give you the best? Number three, tithing must be with the right attitude. See, it's very important. Your attitude matters so much. You better have a giving, a loving spirit. You cannot have unhealthy attitudes dealing with your tithing. Tithing cannot be about an obligation. You have to have the right attitude, not the wrong attitude. See, remember, Abraham tithed it out of free will. And that was even before God commanded tithing. His best. Something that he had waited on. Something that he had hoped for. And he was willing to give it. Number C in number three. It says you must stop trying to limit God. See, I don't know about you, but all I have is God. So if he's worried about 10%, he can have every percent. Number D in number three, it's like you cannot be just about a conditional tithing. When you tithe, God will and already has met your needs, but God is not obligated. You don't tithe to say he got to do it or it's obligated to do it. God, you cannot be God's given, but you cannot have a prerequisite that God is going to do it just because you gave. Slap yourself on that one. Pastor Dwayne, Prophet Dwayne, I tell you I was going here tonight. Now, number four, practice right now. Number A in five, tithing is a spiritual discipline. You must develop it. Number B, do it consistently. Get a system with it. You ought to have your tithe envelope ready Saturday night before you even get to church. I said Friday. When you get your check, you should already break God off. Number C, if you neglect to pay your tithe, give it up. Anything you expected or thought God was going to give it. You need some of us out there need to make up some records. And here, finally, don't always look for your blessings to come back in finances. I know for me, there's more than money that keeps me going every day. The number one thing is relationship with God and the love that he shares. Secondly, is the relationships I have with you. the bonding and the commitment as like-minded believers that we can really believe and trust in each other. And yes, it's going to cost something to do what you what God has called you to do. But I'm a living witness that he will provide if you keep doing what he tells you to do. Stop looking for all the bank accounts and all the storage put up. See, most of us aren't doing what we were called to do because we want it in the bank. I got $100,000 now. I go out there and work, and we still only spend $10,000 of that on ministry. Stop. Use it all for God. He'll give you what you need to survive, but give it all to God. Surrender all, and guess what? Your life can be whole. God will bless every area of your life that you're just not rich with money. You're rich in every area. That's what tithing is all about. I told you guys I was coming this week. I started hearing the spirit last night of other people saying, they always talk about money. No, you better understand, if you're trying to serve God, you better become an offering. You better make sure you are a willing, a happy, a go-getting sacrifice unto God that he can be, watch this, glorified through your offering. Become an offering tonight of righteousness. We ain't giving no room to anything that's not of God. Get out of here. But I'm going to do what God called me to do. And I'm going to fix my credit better. I'm going to pay my bills better. I'm going to do everything better because, first of all, before anybody can fix me, I need to fix myself. And I know we have credit solutions for you tonight. We have Legal Shield solutions for you tonight. We're going to be building here on Tuesdays a network of what you need to get through tomorrow, the next day, and forever. But it starts with you. You got to get yourself together. You got to be willing to get up early. You got to be willing not to wait on an alarm clock. The number one way I can show you tonight to systematically train yourself is in your rest. And you plan to go to bed a certain time, to plan to get up a certain time. And then when you do it enough, it'll be a system. You got it in motion. And you are working it. And you're seeing the benefit of that work. Amen? Come on, let's do this thing. I want to bring in Prophet Dwayne in tonight. I see Pastor Dwayne. We're going to bring him in next. We're going to get this line open. If you want to get involved, something that was said tonight sparked the fire in you, come on, dial one and get involved. Prophet, what's up? It's Man Up. It's Prophet's Closet. It's Women Speak Now. It's Let's Talk About It. It's Real Talk. It's Let's Talk Jesus. All rolled up into one. We got to get it together. What we going to do?
Hey, God bless you. God bless you. This is on fire tonight. What you're talking about is on fire tonight. And, you know, because I've been talking about the credit thing, all of this can tie into it. You have to have faith, man. You have to have faith. The Bible talks about it in Hebrews. You know, it says without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, many of us we don't pay our tithes on faith. We don't even pay it on principle. You know, my dad had spoke about something one day about tithing and offering. He said, when you don't tithe, you don't believe in the word that's coming across the pulpit. I said, now that's heavy. That's heavy, Pastor E.
Man, that's deep.
And my thing is, you know, even when it comes down to the credit, you have a lot of people who talk. You got a lot of people who talk about, well, this is what I need, this is what I need to do. But when you hear about the money, you know, let's remove ourselves from how much it takes or costs to get your credit clean. You got to realize something. It took money to get you in trouble. It's going to take you money to get you out of trouble. And the thing is, the money is not the great issue. It's about being willing to get your stuff in order. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to put away from buying that new suit, buying them alligator shoes? Are you willing just to put aside a structure of money a month for 6 months if not a little longer, just to get your stuff in order. You know, Pastor E, I did a budget. I went through a budget a couple of days ago. I did it myself. I wanted to see what type of money I was spending. So guess what I did, Pastor E? I went through every bank account I got to see where is my money going. And that's another thing. A lot of us people don't do. We don't see where our money is going. We don't even try to find out, okay, I might have been spending too much over here. This is the reason why I can't get my tithes and offering. Well, you can't get your tithes and offering because you just spent up your offering and your tithing because you ain't checking to see where your money is going. You ain't finding out. You ain't doing the necessary things. You know what, Pastor E? After doing my budget, brother, this is what happened. I looked at it. I said, "Oh my God, me."
But you found about 300 loose dollars up in there.
Man, come on, brother. Wait a minute. Let watch this. Watch this. I try to take my wife out every Friday. You know, just for us. You know, I try to take us out
right.
every Friday. You know, just for me and her time.
Yeah.
But the every Friday is not. That's not even counting the in between the days. You know, when the kids. I mean, when she didn't cook, and you know, you got to go get something to eat for the kids.
Right.
And this, man, don't you know, man? I'm spending a month in food, not groceries, brother. I ain't talking about groceries. I'm talking about going out to restaurants, going out buying.
Yeah, laziness.
You're spending
on laziness.
That's it, brother. $475 a month and just going out to eat. I told my wife the devil is a liar.
It is a lie. Wait. Hold on. Can I just say one thing before we go any further? Now,
yes.
You guys always hear us say the devil is a lie. I hope you guys know we're talking about ourselves. Because Lucifer is dead. The devil we be talking about is that devil still in the back of our head trying to think we could get over, trying to think we could do it this way and do it that way. The devil is a lie, and that devil's name is Edward. I don't know if you put your own name on it, but I do. I'm going to stomp on him. But can I say this one thing? Because you said something a minute ago, and we were talking. Remember, we talk all the time, but the other day we were talking about this subject. And my main cry, remember, was what? Are you willing to invest in yourself? Don't help me in my business ventures. Are you willing to invest in yourself tonight? See, tithing means, first of all, you know you're an offering to God. But before I can fix you, before Prophet Dwayne and his systems can fix you, are you willing to invest in yourself to fix you? Because if that's not the most important thing in your life, don't even listen to what we're saying tonight. Don't even call him. Don't send him no emails. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, stop playing. Because this ain't no joke no more. We are going hard. I hope y'all heard that word I came with. We are going hard on holding accountable. We are going to work this thing. We are going to check each other. What is that you got? I was at Starbucks. Man, you could have made coffee for a dollar. You spent five. Oh, you over here getting a mocha. Man, you could have made a mocha. Prophet, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So that was the biggest thing. Are we willing to invest in ourselves? My hand is up.
I'm serious, sir.
Help us tonight. Help us tonight. How can we invest in ourselves?
The first thing you have to do as far as investing in yourself is, see, we spend money, but we don't command where our money to go to. Well, let me rephrase that. We do command our money. We command our money to go to the Popeyes. We command our money to go to Pizza Hut, Papa John's. We command our money to go to the clothing stores, the nail dressers and hairdressers. You know, it's okay and good to get yourself in order to look pretty, if you will, to be handsome. But come on, you got to find other alternatives. OK, okay, I might not be able to get my hair cut every week. Let me see if I can trim my mustache up on my own, which costs about $10 for the barber to do it. Let me see if I can do that on my own. Let me see if I can hem my own pants, because it costs $35 at the cleaners to hem your stuff. Let me see what I can do to cut off so that I can get ahead. And let us as a people quit crying poor mouth. You ain't poor. You just using bad judgment with your money. Uh-oh. Oh, Pastor E. Oh, Pastor E.
Well.
I feel something. You ain't poor, so quit crying poor mouth. You just not a good steward over the little bit of money that you do got. Oh, he holding me back.
I ain't holding you back, but you better go forward.
Ain't nobody holding you back but yourself. That's it. But I made a conscious decision. I got to get my stuff in order. You know, Pastor, yeah, like I said the other day, I had $150,000 foreclosure on my credit. I'm going to second chance financing. And see, you know, we as a people, we try to do whatever we can do. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. I ain't better than nobody. But I tell you this, I've learned. I'm learning. Amen. And I tell you, when you begin to learn, guess what? You begin to do better. I'm tired of second chance finance. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the interest rate. I'm tired of how they do me. I'm tired of these buy here, pay here places. I'm tired of it. So when you get tired of something, me, Dwayne, when I get tired of something, guess what? I'm going to change the way I think of myself. I'm going to change some things. So guess what? I'm going to maneuver differently. I'm going to try to get some things in order. Okay, the first thing I wanted to do the beginning of last year was I wanted to get my credit in order, because I didn't want to be 50 years old with bad credit. I didn't even want to go to 49 with bad credit, but I had to learn from something. When I see my brother go from a 420 credit score, he got into this program that I'm in. His credit score is now a 780 within 2 years. This man can go to any bank. They send him money asking, do you want a $200,000 loan, business loan? You know, they send it because what? His credit is A1 credit. He got A1 credit by going through the program that I'm going through. But it took some convincing that I had to look at it and see, wow, this man is really doing something. My brother is really moving in some areas, and he's 54. So at 52, he said, man, I'm gonna get my credit clean. And then guess what, Pastor E? He didn't just get his credit clean, he got his wife's credit clean. His wife's credit is an 800. So guess what? The house that they're buying, they're getting the cheapest percentage on the house that they're buying. Because they made a conscientious decision that I'm going to now benefit myself. I benefit the bank with paying this high interest rate. I benefited these buy here and pay here places. It's now time for me to benefit myself. Amen. And that's what we as a people, we need to invest in ourselves. Half the people that are on this line right now, I guarantee you, half of us don't even have life insurance. Half of us don't even have life insurance. I guess we think that we're never going to die. But you are. You're going back to the ground in which you came from, the dust. You're going back to that. But don't allow your circumstances to be put on somebody else, because that's just like another burden. I'm not burdening my kids with my burial. I'm not burdening my family members to come up with $1,000 to put me in a ground. Do you understand what I'm saying, Pastor E? They're not doing that. I got me some life insurance. I'm getting my credit in order. I'm getting some things in order, and that's it. You know, I told my wife, I said, this is what I'm going to do. For every person who tell me that they can't do this, that means I'm going to go harder after the next person. Because I got to learn how to spend my time off and don't put it on somebody who talks with 2 miles.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, Pastor E, I talked to this young lady, and I use her as a reference because I got to use her as a reference. Her name is Donna. She's a white lady. Donna is in her late 50s. I told her about the credit thing, repairing your credit. She said, I need my credit done. And guess what, Pastor E? She did not hesitate. She didn't think about it. She worked at the same company I work at, getting paid the same
same amount.
And guess what she did?
Invested in herself.
She invested in herself. And I don't I use her because it's amazing to me that our counterparts, they get it, and they don't look at the money. They look at the benefit behind what they're getting ready to do.
Man, my God. We
got so many excuses. Excuses why you can't do it. Oh, this
break it.
It don't work for me. Well, how do you know it ain't gonna work for you? You didn't even take 5, 10, 20 minutes to even look at the videos. You're not even in that. Okay, this might not work for you. So what's gonna work for you? One lady told me, she said, well, I think I'm gonna go file bankruptcy. I said, so you're going to spend $300 and some to file bankruptcy, and then you're going to pay another $100 to $200 some a month while you're in bankruptcy, and you're going to be in it for at least 3 to 4 years. But you don't even want to invest in 6 months of $89 a month for 6 months to clean your credit up? Help me. Somebody help me.
No, my brother. No. We ain't going there tonight. Help yourself tonight. We ain't asking for no. We ain't trying to motivate you to ask us for help. You better look in the mirror and help yourself tonight. And listen, I'm going to say this very clearly because somebody kind of questioned me a little bit on, well, that, y'all be preaching on that network. You know, I said, man, I'm trying to tell people what they need Monday through Saturday. Go to church and get that word. I'm going to give you the word to show you the backing of what we're talking about. But I want you to know how to save your money. I want you to know how to pay your bills on time. I want our people to become successful. I want us to become owners of things. The lender, not the bar, the head, not the tail, the call, the appointed. And this is what we're here for. We are not going backwards. Just like on Saturdays when we're talking about violence. We are going hard on that. We are in the second quarter of the Now Network. Took a little break at the end of March, but we are in April now. This is the second quarter of this season. We're finna go hard on everything, and it's about education, awareness, and application on how you can fix yourself now. My brother, come on now. Now, prophet, pastor, evangelist, doctor, lawyer, all that. Tell the people out there this is real. You are a testimony, not just a salesman or a marketer. You are a testimony to what can happen in your life if you choose to fix your credit. Don't play with them. Come on, man. Uncut. The On and Now Network. I give you permission. Uncut.
I talked to the lady, and I gave her all the information she needed about bankruptcy. She called me the other day, and I said, you know what? I'm even willing to do this. I'm going to go talk to the VP of the company, and I'm going to ask them, and because of you, you told me how to do it, but I did it anyway. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I wanted to show her, because you told me, you said, brother, don't drop your prices for nobody. You know, if they don't want to invest in themselves, then, move to the next person who will invest in themselves. And I thought about that. I said, but I wanted to show this lady. I said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do for you. I went and talked to the vice president, And I said, is it okay if I can drop this lady's initial payment $50? So instead of her paying $189, can we give her just to pay $139 just to get her in so she can get started? He said, Dwayne, for you, go ahead and do it. And so I went back to her and said, I'm going to drop yours to $139. Can you do $139? And she said, I'm good. I'll do it this weekend. Okay, cool. Now, can I do it for everybody? No, I can't. It's based on case-by-case situation. But my goodness, I shouldn't have had to done that. You should be willing to invest in yourself.
See, I'm about to pocket somebody up in here.
Everybody wants a hookup. Oh, my God.
Don't make me start shabocking.
I
just had that situation. Listen. You know, I'm gonna share this because I just had this situation less than 20 minutes ago. Somebody come in the shop. Hey man, you got t-shirts, man? Oh man, what's the deal? I said, you see the deal right there, $12 for $99. You can't beat that price in China. And they still wanted to beat me down. Oh man, I bring you the shirts and I'll do this. No, you will not. You'll do what it says on the board, or you'll leave. Are you going to let this $50 leave? Yes, I am. Now, I needed that $50 of profit, Dwayne. But guess what? If I would have lowered my standards, that's all I'll ever get is $50. Ain't happening. Not up in here. I dropped the mic. So all that to say is, but that doesn't take away that we can bless people. But not when you walk in and every time you see a Christian doing something, you think you get the plug or the hookup. You should be giving the Christian business 10% more because you're a tither, you're an offering, and you know how to be in righteousness. See, that don't play with me in the word because I'm going to always keep that in there available to back me up. Let's bring in Prophet. Let's bring in Prophet Apostle Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin. What's up, man of God? How are you?
Man, I'm sitting back listening to y'all, man, and just taking it in as y'all conversating about tithe and investing in yourself. I'm just sitting back listening, man. And
hey, but just, was that word tight? But was that word the front? I know you missed a little bit of it, but was that word tight?
Yes, it was. It was tight.
Come on, give me one clap. And I get one clap. One clap.
Man, look, you get an amen and a hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yeah, I like that. I was just listening in, man. You know, and it's just you gotta be believers of yourself, man. If you're not a believer of yourself, you're not gonna invest. You know, the same they say how they say it, the birds that flock together stick together. If you want to be broke, you're going to hang out with broke folks. You know, you got a broke folks habit. You know, you have a broke folks. You know,
wait, hold on. Tell Prophetess Ann she going to get her time. You're going to pass the mic to her in a minute. I hear her back there. She's feeding you. No, tell Prophetess she going to get her own time. So come on, Pastor. Come on, Prophet.
And so, yeah,
the prophet, you know what? I'm going to start calling y'all. I'm going to start calling y'all the prophet and the prophetess.
Hey, but you're right. You got to quit playing, man. You know, because folks take us as jokes. You know, and you sit there and you give them the word. You know, you give them the word because you don't want them to fall down that hole. You know, if you tell a person there's a hole in the middle of the street, they want to go look. Man, I just jumped over the hole, man. But yet you still want to walk through. You got to see. Faith come by hearing. You got to hear faith.
Come on, Pastor.
So put it like this. For me to come out of my drug affliction, my drug mentality, I had to hear something. When I heard something, it said it's a better road than what I was going. It's a better way. You don't have to keep going down these dark streets. It's a light. It's some streets down there that got light. It depends on how you want it. And if you want to do better, you're going to do better, man. You got to get around folks that won't be better. You know, we always try to pitch to people. We got these shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, somebody said something, man, that got me, man. We got Brother Suit. We got Brother... we brother always want to do something, but ain't going to do nothing. We got, you know what I'm saying? We got these brothers, man, I wish I could have, should have, did it. But it's too late for all that. If you get information, you got to take information and run with it.
What they call them, fakers and shakers? They call them fakers and shakers. I always want to run,
man,
your mouth, and you ain't going to bust a grape in a fruit factory.
Tell me, I would have did it that way. Well, if you would have did it all that, then why you ain't doing it? You know, and so that's what, you know, I, like I said, I'm sitting back just listening, man, but we gotta be around folks that want something, man. If you want to be saved, you need to stay around folks that want to be saved. If you don't want to be saved, then don't waste my time, because I'm not the one to save you, but this is how I'm showing you how to walk, just like an investment.
Yeah.
You know, like I heard Prophet said, you know, me and my wife, you know, we got together, you know, I had some issues, you know, and things of that nature. But, you know, unfortunately, it's almost been a year now. You know, it's been a year now. So we're working on some things. We're trying to get this in order. And my goal is next. I'm just not looking to buy a house. I want to buy some land. If I get land.
Own some land.
You can own a house. You want the land. You just
get
don't
the
want
land.
The house. You want
get
the
land.
Land. You want the land. I want. He said, I'm a lender, not a borrower. If I'm a lender, that means I need to. If you own the land, man, you get more respect than own a house. Buy the house, but you want the land. The land is what's important. Your salvation is what's important. We put a scripture now. Your salvation is more important than knocking somebody upside the head. So if you want something better, you act better, man. But
If you really want to be better, you got to hang around people that's better than you.
Man,
see,
you don't see millionaires.
Most of us are scared to be around that because we feel less. I surround myself with people that's smarter, that's this, that's that, and I go harder than them. They think they're following me, but I really start out following them.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. I gave away one of my secrets.
But you don't see no millionaires hanging around with You see millionaires trying to hang around trillionaires. You see that? And just like in the body of Christ, you know, you hang around folks that go on places, man. And you don't have to force someone to do something that they know better. Because the word of God teaches us better. And we as believers in Christ, he said you shouldn't owe no man nothing. The Bible talks about that. Principles in the Bible. I don't need to go to no 5-2-step to learn how to be to get out of debt. I don't need to, you know, that's great. That's the, you know, God will do, he do wisdom. But, you know, if I open up the word of God, God can teach you how to get out of debt. You know, just like you said, tithes and offering. If you become a good steward, God can trust you. Then he'll make your name great. He can't make your name great if you make your name great, you just going to go out and do the same old. Oh, man. And so
over
we as the body of Christ
over again.
Got to believe the word. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not. I got faith now because the evidence that I normally see, it tells me I'm out of debt. The evidence that I'm not seeing, I don't see them working. I don't see them working at night changing this. Moving this off my credit. I don't see them moving that off my credit. I don't see them moving that off my credit. I don't see them moving that off. But they working. Those are the substantive things that the things that I don't see. And so when I do start seeing them, it's a joy for my spirit because the next thing I be saying, man, I didn't know that was happening like that. I didn't know they was doing it like that. I didn't know they was going like that. That's the evidence of things not seen. You don't see the evidence. You don't see the Holy Ghost moving. You can't see the Holy Ghost moving, but you see it in the flesh. Why? Because you see the difference. That's how you see the Holy Ghost. That's how you see your credit change. Why? Because when you look on, your credit score up. You get people calling you saying, hey, we would like to, you know, offer you a credit card. Hey, we know that you are this. We want to help you get to this point. We'd have to help you get to that point. And that's common sense. Who don't want to get out of debt? Whoever don't want to get out of debt, I tell you, that person don't have, they got issues. They got issues because I want to own land. No, I want to own the land. I love my complex that I'm living in. But if I own the land, that's what's more important. And that's what God's saying. that we should be owners of the land. We should be able to put people in places to where, why? Because the church, the body of Christ own it. I got a store that got all kind of food. I don't have to have homeless folks. They come in the store and eat. I never run out. That's why Abraham never ran out. Yeah, I understand you said Abraham tied before.
Shabbat.
You know, God told him. But Abraham never ran out.
Oh, my
Abraham
God.
Was a, Abraham told Lot. He said, Lot, take this. God told him, don't even bring
when?
Lot. But yet God
when?
Has so much.
Don't
he
look back.
So
when?
He said, Hart, you take this now. You take this and I'm going to go over here and let you have this. That's what God is calling the body. How could the church change the world if the church keep got this mentality of being broke? I'm done.
That's real. That's real, dog. That's real. Prophet Dwayne, come on in, man. Let's chat, man. Let's man up. We,
hey, me and you talk tonight. Hey, you know, this is Man Up Tuesday. You know, I need to say this because I believe that this is going to help a lot of men.
Now, help us. Help the men tonight.
Yeah. I've been married for 25 years. I've been married for 25 years. On July the 3rd, it'll be 26 years I've been married. I've been married since I was 23 years old. So I'll be 50 years old this year, and I've been married 26 years.
Wait,
the 5-0? Yes, sir. I'll be 5-0.
I know you bring me to Georgia for the 5-0.
Hey, man, we're going to do something big, brother.
I know we're going to do something for the 5-0.
I might just come to
California.
No, but
we got Madison. We got to bring Madison. We got to bring California. I know about 10 from Houston we got to bring. No, we got to bring them all, man. We coming.
Amen. But I want to
tell you. And when I said bring, I didn't mean like airplane tickets and lodging and stuff like that. So we stand with you and the First Lady.
Amen. And you know,
that was a joke too.
I want to say something though, Pastor E.
No, go ahead, Doc.
Pastor E. You know, by being married this long, there were some things that I had to grow up in as far as being married. And this ain't nothing that somebody didn't. And told me, it's something that I learned from. My wife, she was looking at me as the leader, right? I'm the leader of the house. You know, I pretty much make all the decisions, but I don't exclude her from the decisions. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen, praise the Lord. It's, but I use this method. This is the method that I use when it comes to my house, because everybody's house is different. Because I am the man, and I make the decisions. You know, I told my wife one day, I said, you know, I give you the information as far as for you to at least hear where I'm going, and hopefully your input, you can put some input into this, so that I know that I'm doing the right thing, because I don't want to do anything without you, right? And she's like, yeah. So she listened to the information. She's like, okay, baby, I don't know if we should do this. I don't know if we should do that. And I said, okay, I hear you. But God is really pressuring me to go this route. Now, I hear you, and I'm not excluding what you're saying, but God is saying something to me as well, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to listen to what you said, but I'm going to pray about it. And the ultimate decision that I'm going to make, it will be based on God. It ain't going to be based on what you're saying. It ain't going to even be based on what I'm saying. I want to hear what God is saying pertaining to this situation. And as a man, because God says you are the head of your house, your wife should honor you, the kids going to honor the wife and you, and it's going to go in this order. I've made conscious decision based on what God told me, not what my wife shared with me. I know somebody gonna be like, oh, you wrong for that. You wrong for that. No.
You ain't wrong for that.
I'm the man. I ain't little boy Stevie. I ain't little John. I'm the man. Because whatever decision I make, guess what? I take the brunt of everything. When me and my wife was going through marital situations, guess what? Everybody blamed who? The man. They didn't look at my wife. They didn't look at what input she put into this to make the marriage go into disarray. They looked at me. What was I doing to cause my marriage to go through the things that it was going through? So by being that way, I even told my mother-in-law, I said, look, mother-in-law, I love you. Praise God for you. But see, I run this. I run this over here. I ain't gonna let your words run nothing over here. I run everything over here. I pay every bill up in this house. My wife don't even have to work. She don't have to work. Glory be to God. You know, because she's going through a situation, I run this up in here. So what that means, I'm not being forceful about it. It is what it is because God put me in this position. And because he put me in this position, guess what? The decisions that I make, I try to base my decision based on where God is leading me. So when I told her about me getting our credit done, I said, I'm going to get the credit done first. I'm going to be the first guinea pig to get out here and get this done. She said, I don't know, because that's some money that's coming out of our account. I said, I understand that. But I still feel led to go this route because it's going to benefit us in the long run. I got my credit done. She looked at it. She said, oh, my goodness. I said, guess what? She said, what? I said, you're next. I'm doing yours because I'm not going to leave this earth with you having bad credit. Look, I'm a liar. Come on, talk to me up in here. Amen. See, when we as married folk would put ourselves in the position to do what's right for the family, not neglecting what my wife is saying, but I'm listening to God, and I'm telling my wife, look, we're going to go in this direction because this is the direction the wind is blowing. God is moving me into this direction. Let's go here. Now, if God be a liar, then guess what? We'll suffer. But I don't serve a lying God. And we have got to go into this direction. Now, what she has got to do now is be willing to trust me that I'm making the right decision for the family. When you have opposition in your household, it's because of some of the mistakes you made which trust has been left. Trust left the house. I know I got a couple of women in the background saying, nah, that ain't right.
I was going to say amen, hallelujah, Shabbat, because that's a problem is that we don't learn how to lead a past, be the past.
That's
when
right.
You are in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away, completely
passed
men,
away,
completely women, completely all of us. We have to learn to let the past go away. You may have been hurt. I've been hurt in the past. But that's gone away.
Yes, sir.
Because behold, all things become new again. What's new? Think back when he said before the foundation of the world, he knew you. He called your name. That's when you think about back then and you know you can be new again. That's a big thing, Prophet, is that we are not really preaching on the newness of who we can be now. So I can really embrace you. Man, you robbed me 10 years ago. But you were serving Satan. Should I forgive you and now try to build a different relationship with you? Yes, because you serve God now. We got to start trusting each other no matter what we've been through. Nobody want to hear that. I'm sorry. Keep it pushing. Anybody else? We coming to the end of our broadcast. We've already went over our limit. Dial 1 if you're on the line and you want to shout out. Don't make me throw you under the bus because this is just not man up. This is the Now Network up. And we want to hear from you. We want to communicate and know that we're all on the same page. Let's work this thing. And we ain't letting go. Prophet Dwayne, will you please confirm with me? We ain't letting up. We not going to take it the right way. We're going to be hard on this thing because we cannot continue to fail. Fix your credit, but be willing to invest in you.
Yes, be willing to invest in you. And, you know, Pastor, I'm going to say this last thing. See, years ago, I gave up the rights as far as handling the money. when we first got married. I wanted my wife to handle the money, and I wanted you to be an intricate part of this. Then all of a sudden, you know, some things has shifted where she made some decisions with some money. But guess what? I don't hold it against her. I never held it against her. I forgave. We moved on. And guess what? I said, okay, because I'm the man now, I'm the man that God wants us to be now, because I was lacking in some areas in my life when I first got married. So, but now I've learned about money. And now guess what? I control all the money, not to the point where I control it with a strong fist. My wife is on the account. She got every access to whatever she needs. But I let her know, hold on, write everything down now, because I need to know where this money is going. Since you're not working, I need to know where every bit of money going. And I'm not trying to say that you can't do this, you can't do that. But I need to make sure that we can afford the things that we can afford by me looking at every intricate part of our money. I'm counting dollars, I'm counting cents, I'm counting pennies. And most people say, well, that's nitpicking. No, it ain't. I know what works for my house. I got six of us.
And I gotta make sure. You got how many? You better tell.
It's six of us, and I gotta make sure that everything is accounted for month by month. I know for a penny how much money goes in and what comes in and what goes out of my house, because I'm on a strict budget. I ain't trying to spend more than what I got, and I ain't trying to live above my means.
Amen.
Guess what, Pastor?
Give me about a 3-minute preach. Come on now. Give me a 3-minute preach.
3 minutes. And this is a testimony for everybody.
Preach.
My wife has always wanted a vehicle, her favorite vehicle. In 2016, my credit was 430. But I'm going to tell you, when you trust God, you believe in and walk in faith with God, God would do the miraculous. I went to a dealership where she'd been wanting a vehicle. We went up there, and I looked at this vehicle on the showroom floor. It was a 2016 ES350 Lexus. I'm driving it right now. Glory be to God. Went into the showroom floor. I put my credit out there, and I said, look, can we get this vehicle? The man looked at my credit. He said, I don't know if your credit is going to do right. I said, but I might not have credit with you all, but I got credit with God. Oh, y'all better talk to me up in here. Amen. And so 30 days went by. We didn't hear anything. My wife kept coming to me. Well, you think we're going to get it? You think we're going to get it? I said, baby, we got to trust God, because God knows what's best for us, and he knows what we can handle in this situation. They came back on the 31st day and said, Mr. Woods, come get your vehicle. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. I had a full, and guess what? The percentage I got. I went to South Carolina to – I went to Atlanta Lexus dealership on the south side of Atlanta. They told me to come get my car. And guess what, Kathy? They gave me a 12% interest rate, which was unheard of from a person who only got a $430 credit score. They shouldn't even finance me. But somebody in the banking, which was Wells Fargo, said, look here, the man make more money than what his credit looked like, and we got to do this for him. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. Glory be to God.
Come on. See, there we go. We're going to get another preach. Pastor Dwayne, I'm going to give the prophetess 5 minutes. I need to preach out of her before I unmute the line. And at the end of that, I want to, all of us, this is a mandate for the Now Network. If you have a business, share it on this network free. If you want a flyer, that's going to cost you. But we'll still promote it for free. We'll make the flyer for you. That's going to cost you. But we'll promote it for free. If you have a business, share it on the network. Prophetess, come on now. Give me a word. I need a word. I need a now word.
Praise the Lord. I just want to say this is the Now Network. So whatever you know, you want to change your credit or your situation, you have to start now. That's now, not something that you can, oh, I'm a wait to next year, I'm a wait to this, or I'm a wait to, no, that's something that you have to move now. Because the situation's not going to get no better until you change your habits and start now.
Yes.
We went through the same thing. We started last year. My husband just said, we got to get this together. We were used to having a household where both of us were working and bringing in income. I got sick, what was it, in 2017. And I can tell you, but with the help of the Lord and my husband doing what he's supposed to do, we ain't had no lights off. We not had no gas off. We've been able to work, walk, get to everywhere. We got food on the table, and the Lord has met our needs. Now, in that process, we had to look at some things and make some tough choices. You can't go, you know, you have to stop buying them handbags, ladies, or telling that man to go buy you them shoes that you know you do not need. Because you got enough. Same with
Wait. The shoes you know you can't fit. You got to take them off halfway through the service. You don't need them shoes.
They hurt your feet anyway. So you have to learn to prioritize. And one of the things, you know, we have, you know, we still have children here in the house. We want to be in a position not where we just can take care of them, but our goal is to make sure that we leave our children's children a legacy.
Oh, Jesus. Come on now. Come on now.
So one of the things that I can testify to, well, with us cleaning up our credit, my husband, I went to him and I told him, hun, I want to start a business. I ain't just going to start the business without asking him.
Teamwork. Come on, teamwork.
I went to him and asked him and let him think. And then he come back. He said, you know that? Okay, well, hon, well, what do you want to do? And I told him I want to start a jewelry business.
And he said, Pastor E is already saying that in our lives.
I can tell you what, now this is going to be my second year.
Oh my God.
And you have to once I got that, you know, okay. I didn't wait like, well, I'm gonna ease into this, or I'm gonna do this 7-8 months from now. No. Once I prayed and I talked with my husband about it and he said, go for it, I made the steps and start cleaning up. We started cleaning up our credit to make sure that we have money to be able to invest and do the things that we need. So along with the, you know, the Lord blessed us that we have, business is Visions of Beauty. We not only do jewelry, but now we also carry purses, accessories, and different things. We have a men's line now as well. And still, you know, the business is growing and still
they got
moving.
Them beads, y'all. They got them beads. Wait a minute. They got them beads. Y'all better check out the website.
Yep, my website is www.LadyRuthVisionsOfBeauty.com. So, if you want to go on there and check it out and take a look at that. But my thing is, you know,
Wait, stop. I got to put this part in. This is my part. You have to go and look at this website. You have to search through there. You have to look at that and say, oh, that's the next birthday gift. Oh, he likes that. Let me get Pastor E one of them because he likes the beads. Or let me give my mother something. You better go here. See, the important thing is this, is that no matter what, we have to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even put my commercial out yet. Y'all gonna be like, he got everything we need.
And you know
what,
Pastor E?
We gotta start supporting one another.
Not only that, let me tell you something. When you go to look at my website, I'm gonna tell you the Lord will equip you and help you in whatever you need to do.
Guilty.
I didn't know nothing about building a website. I built my website. I asked the lady for my church, and she came over and gave me a few tips. I built my website all by myself.
My God.
From point
come
A
on.
To point B. The Lord blessed me that I didn't know how to take the photographs at first to make my things look presentable. The Lord blessed me and gave me the knowledge to be able to take pictures.
Jesus.
So now I don't have to pay somebody to take the pictures.
Who gave you the ability?
The Lord gave me the ability.
Wait, say it one more time.
The Lord gave me the ability. And let me tell you, and not only that, you know, you mentioned about who you hang around with. If you be faithful to God, I promise you that he will open up doors and resources, programs and different things that you couldn't even get into. I just finished a program here in Wisconsin called Upstart that's run through the university. It's run by a group called WARF, and it's run through UW, University of Wisconsin. There have been people on this program list waiting to try to get into this program for 5 years.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I've seen a lady that I used to go to church with at an event, and she said, you know, you need to sign up for this program. I put in the application, and within, it didn't even take 5 days. I was admitted a week later.
Oh, Jesus.
But you got to be around people. You got to be, you know, you can't be around the folks that tell you, you can't do this.
You can't stay
don't
with the same
this.
Folks
now,
tell you ain't no good.
They're not no good, and they don't mean you no good because they don't want to see you get any further. What you have to do is surround yourself with like-minded people that are going places and that want to see you succeed. In fact, I just got off of a conference call tonight with some ladies that I've met through this program in other places. Now we're getting ready to put on our own vendor event in the area so that we don't have to go to other places and pay people. No, we're going to do this ourselves with the help of the Lord. So, you know, I just say, you know, to move now. Whatever the Lord has put in your spirit to do, move now. Because things ain't going to get no better on you waiting.
Oh, my God.
And thinking, oh, I can wait for next year. No, it's a right now thing.
Right now thing. We got Minister Terry on the line. She wants to chime in with you because she heard some about some jewelry.
Yes, I heard, you know, I heard a lot. You know, I heard what she's saying. The Lord taught her how to take those pictures, you know, but she gave that website, but I wanted to make sure I wrote that website so I want to take a look because I remember 2 years ago when you started this. So
when,
I want to make
don't
sure.
Don't you remember when she was on the Now Network and she was starting this and then God said, no, stop everything and do this and we ain't heard
now,
from her. But
right
now we hear.
She did it. So I want to make sure, Pastor Ann, that you share that website with me again and all the listeners on board. Amen.
Wait, hold on. On the Now Network, she is Prophetess Ann.
Oh, Prophetess Ann.
If you need an ordination paper, come to California. I got it right here on my desk.
And you know what? Good evening, Pastor Dwight, Pastor
Prophet,
Dwayne,
no,
and
Prophet
all the
Dwayne,
other listeners on board.
And not,
Prophet
look,
Dwayne.
Prophet Dwayne, not Woods Collins, and Prophetess Ann. The Prophet and the Prophetess. I'm anointing that thing here on the network.
No more Pastor. All right, I'm with
Prophet
you.
Prophet and the Prophetess. That's their ministry.
I got it. All right, and I'm going to write their website down. Amen.
Please share that website once again, Prophetess Ann.
It is www.ladyruthvisionofbeauty.com.
Spell it. Lady, spell that out for us.
Lady Ruth.
Lady
Ruth.
R-A-D-Y-R-U-T-H-R-A-D-I-S-I-O-N.
Ofbeauty.
Augy. Okay.
T-Y.
And it's
Prophet, I need you to put that on my page on the event for tonight. Could you please post that? that email, website, and any other pertinent information, because I'm telling you, this is time to grow business.
Yes.
I see increase coming all across the country. But it's an increase that has to happen for all of us. But you have to be willing to work. I'm not promoting anybody that ain't willing to work. And I know that the prophet and the prophetess, Jesus, y'all like that already, don't
Amen.
You? I'm going to make that clear. The prophet and the prophetess are very,
you know,
they are committed to hard work. So we want you guys to be connected.
I've been listening to you guys tonight. You guys started off with tithing. And I thought about it with my grandmother, you know, back when I was a young girl. She
yes.
was on vacation in Louisiana. She wanted to make sure that she sent her tithes back, because she says everything she has in this life, it came from God. So she wanted to make sure she gave it to him first, because, like you said, Pastor E, sometimes we'll have our tithes set aside and let something come up. We open up those tithes and our offerings go out the door and our tithes go out the window. But I was listening to you guys and just thinking about as our people as a whole. And I know I've heard you said you guys use the word order. We have to get our lives in order. And sometimes in our lives we have to sacrifice things. We have to sacrifice things for God. Because I tell you, a lot right now, we don't make the right decisions. Like I heard, I think it was Prophetess Dwayne saying how his wife got the car and she got it at a low interest rate. A lot of us are going in there and they're letting them sit you in a car and giving you an 18-22% interest rate. And, you know, these are things that we got to teach the younger generation, because these are the ones that's going to have to look at it for us. And a lot of times what we all
yes.
have to do is make sure we are weighing out what we need right now. And we know the Lord will
provide. We got to be managers. We got to be managers.
Yes, good managers.
Good stewards.
A lot of us are going on our wants. We want this, we want this, and we want this right now, but do we need that? So we have to weigh this out. This has been awesome. I like to sit in the background, but I had to come in on Prophetess and just make sure I got her jewelry website.
Amen. Amen. We're going to get that posted on all of our sites, Women Speak Now, What's the Word, Pastor E, all of those
yes.
things. Because, like I said, we want to support each other. You got to
yes.
see myself
Amen.
Out there all day. We got Unidentical Drip. We got IMG. We got printing. We got banners. Anything
yes.
you need to get marketing up, you better call me. I'm the best price in the world, not in America. In the well, hold on. Let me rephrase
Invest
that.
In yourself.
China and Hong Kong got me.
Yes, amen. Invest in yourself. God
Hong
bless
Kong
you
and China
family.
Got
Love
me, but it's gonna take you 5 years, and Trump might not let you get it. We'll leave that at that. Amen. Well,
amen.
Family, God bless you guys. I thank everybody who has been an active part of this broadcast, and I want to get a prayer from Minister Terry, Pastor Prophet Dwayne, Prophetess Ann, and then myself. We're going to close this thing out tonight. And then Prophet Dwayne is going to come down and drop the hammer at the end. Amen. So, Minister Terry, come on, pray. Whatever it is, 1 minute, 30 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever God has for you. Go, Prophet Dwayne, Prophetess Ann, next, Prophet Dwayne, and then I'm going to just close out with a quick peace.
Father God, in the almighty name of Jesus, your son, I pray that we
Jesus.
All become good stewards of the
Jesus.
Money you have
Jesus.
Given us.
Help
Father,
us.
I pray that we all be faithful in our tithing. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we give from our heart, Father, not from our just our own, Father. I pray that we continue to, Father, seek more of your word, Father, and to be less of us and more to your word, Father, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. I
yes,
appreciate my prayers to you, Father.
Do it, do Amen. It, do it. Do it, Prophet.
Amen.
Prophet Dwayne, not Woods, Collins. New name.
Well, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. You know that it is this day that you put together. So we just thank you, Lord. We're going to take the word, Lord, and put it in right perspective.
Yes, Lord.
Meditate on the Lord and be right by
now.
You. Lord, we know that
now.
You are our Lord and Savior. We thank
now.
You, God. We pray for the city of California. God,
now.
Knowing that the tragedy happened there, Lord, put their heart in order, God. Put their mind in order, God. Let everything come out of this in righteous. not wrong, but in righteous, Lord. So send the,
yes.
send the prayers. Send the prayers there, Lord. Send the workers and the vendors there, Lord, to go and work that area, God, to where we can bring peoples back together. We don't
Jesus.
Need them to be separate, knowing that there
Jesus.
Was tragedies there, tragedy all over the world. But, Lord, we pray right now for the city of California, God, knowing that that tragedy happened. So, Lord, we know that you put things in perspective. You can change things around. You can change people's heart and their mind. So, Father God, we ask for this right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Move on your behalf and on your way.
In the name.
Glory to
Prophetess Ann, hit it. Drop.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for just being who you are. And, Lord, we pray that you would touch the heart of your peoples, Lord God. Put in a spirit that it is a right now time to start moving, not tomorrow or the next day, Lord. We come against
right
the
now.
Spirit of complacency and
yes.
agreeing with that,
yes.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord, we ask that it would just take over their mind, that they look at their situation and they decide that it is enough, and they decide that they're going to trust you, God.
Right
Lord,
now,
because we
you.
Know that you hold all the resources and everything that we need.
All you.
Everything belongs to you, Lord God.
All
so
you.
We know that if we work and do your will, Lord God, that we trust you, that you will take care of us and supply all of our needs. Thank you, Lord God.
You're
Lord,
rich.
Just move on the heart of your people, Lord Jesus, so that they will take the information that was sent out tonight. Lord, if they won't just let it sit, but they will apply it to themselves, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask that you touch each and every household, Lord God. Each and every household.
Right now, right now, right now, right now.
In their mind, Lord Jesus. And Lord, in all these things, we ask and we pray because we are your people, Lord God.
Yours.
And we have humbled ourselves today, Lord God. We accept your word and we will do your will.
Right
Lord,
now.
Thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Right
Amen.
Now. Prophet Dwayne.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise for this broadcast, God. Lord, we ask you to open up our minds and our hearts, God, to do thy bidding, Father. Lord, give us a clear understanding of what it is that you need us to do on this earth, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, let us get our things lined up with you, Father. Let us, our hearts, be lined up with you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we just glorify you for what you're getting ready to do anyway, Father God. You've already done it 2,000 years ago. And Lord, we thank you right now that we're lining up with it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you as you said in your word, God, 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. You said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and shall seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive
Jesus.
Their sins and will heal their land. Lord, our lands need to be healed today, God.
Heal us.
We need a healing, a fresh touch, God. Lord, we want to
fresh.
Turn from the wickedness of
turn,
our past,
turn.
Father God, and now seek the truth, Father.
Are
because we know that when we seek the truth, God,
hey.
Lord, you'll give us the right answers. You will give us the answers that we need,
no,
God, because
Jesus.
They're coming from truth, God. You said in your word in John, Father God, that the word was with you and you are the word, Father. Now, God, give us the word right now.
Right
you
now.
Said
give
in
it.
The beginning was the word and the word was
hey.
With God and the word was God. Now,
back.
God, we need your word
Take
right now.
Back.
To come down and begin
Take
to speak to us
you,
concerning
Lord.
Our situations.
Right
now.
Now,
Father, we thank you. We give you the
to
praise.
The
we give
praise.
You the honor, God, for already doing it. Line your people up right now with your word, God. Give them the word of truth, God.
Take
Let them hear
back.
The word of truth from the men of God, Father. Let it not be a swindling thing,
name
God, going on
Jesus.
In the earth, but let the truth be revealed in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we glorify you. Let people
Lord.
Get healed today. Let people's minds get healed and set free today,
healed.
God. God. Lord, let us not reflect on our past, God, but let us move to our future. Lord, I
Do
thank
it.
You right now.
that you're doing a new thing. Shall we not know it? Oh, God, glory. I thank you. Do the new thing, God, so that we can know it right now in the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, that our past would no longer be a hindrance to our future.
Oh,
I'm going to say that again. Lord, I thank you that our past would no longer be a hindrance to our future. And, Father, we thank you right now. We give
you
praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Jesus. All Pastor E got to say is drop the mic. Hang up. Listen to the song.